Thank you for calling Meagher Moss Collections. My name is Joanna. May I have your first and last name?
Hey, Joanna. How you doing? Floyd, F-L-O-Y-D, Prescott, P-R-E-S-K-I-T, badge number 56. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead with your badge number again, sir. No, just kidding.
516, Deputy Sheriff Captain. I'm so used to saying it, it comes out. I apologize.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay, what we got going on is I ordered Super Bowl Sunday because y'all had a big promotion. Get 50% off one of your orders if it's in stock. If it's not a special issue or a pre-order, you get 50% off one of your items, right? Mm-hmm. I read the instructions. I knew it. A gentleman, I think his name was Hank, I believe I talked to, he was up there. He double-checked my credit card. He double-checked everything. He made sure the promotional took with my card, right? Okay, here's the problem. Y'all just sent, out of the four ships I ordered, on one order, okay, you sent me this order, you split it, and you sent me two of my ships already because they were in stock, which I already knew they were in stock, the Galactica, Blood and Chrome, and Heavy Raptor. The two that are not in stock that I'm waiting on, which I already knew, was the Astro Queen and the Colonial Shuttle, okay? I ordered four ships on the same order. I didn't separate them, okay? I ordered them on the same day, same order. The gentleman told me when I realized I marked that thing, I said, well, I did the Super Bowl ticket. I put in the code to verify it. I said, am I still going to get it? Because I read the thing says, oh, pre-orders do not include or special issues. I said, well, I know one or two of them are not special. Then he said, yes, sir, you'll get probably the Raptor. Since we had it in stock, you'll get 50% off. I thought it had ended right then. I thought, oh, good. Okay, I've got it all ordered. That's great. And this is what I thought. I thought all four ships would come on the same time, probably at the end of the month is what I thought. I didn't ask them to be delivered separately. I didn't. Seriously, I didn't. Okay? And I got the box today, which surprised me. I'm not mad or nothing. It just surprised me. So here I am. I'm opening it up. Oh, I got the Galactica, and I got the Heavy Raptor. Oh, here's my – wait a minute. Where's the other two? And then I realized they're still on pre-order. So I understood that. Okay, I did. But then I realized, well, where's the half off on one of these two then? $32 or whatever the half price supposed to be on both of these, right? One of them was supposed to get half off. Okay. So here I am. I'm confused. Okay, you charge my credit card, I guess, half of what I owe you at $129, right? $90. And I guess when the other two get in, you'll charge it again, $129.90, and send them to me. That's what I'm thinking, okay? I don't know if I'm right, but that's what I'm thinking. Because they are pre-orders, I won't get the discount. I understand that. But these two that I got today are not the pre-orders. These are the regular ones that were in stock, and I was told that I got the 50% off of one of them. And unfortunately, when I look at my receipt, I didn't get it, ma'am. And trust me, I went – three times over with that gentleman on Sunday, on Super Bowl Sunday. My team lost Super Bowl Sunday. And I wanted to make sure we understood that I got the, you know, the valid code, that everything's okay. And he said, well, let me double check your credit card. I gave him the credit card again. I gave him the back of the number because he wanted that too. I understood what he was doing. I'm a cop. I get fishy about giving my card out twice, but it's just me, right? My wife was right here in front of me watching me, you know, type in the card information and everything and the code for the Super Bowl thing, right? And then he said, yes, you got the code too. One of your ships will come off 50%. I said, but I know pre-orders don't. He says, yes, sir, no pre-orders get that discount. I said, okay. I said, well, your little thing says pre-orders or special issues do not get that. But if you have it in stock, you will honor it. Is that true? He says, yeah. And then he says, well, I'm pretty sure it'll be your Heavy Raptor because we have that in stock way long time. I said, okay, sir. Thank you for your time, Hank. He said, thank you for your time, Mr. Prescott. And we hung up the phone. But when I got the stuff today, there's no discount. There's the problem. And I know on the next shipment, there won't be a discount because it's pre-orders. But remember, I ordered all this on the same day, all four ships. No one told me that the breakdown was going to say, oh, we'll send your other two items, but we're not going to give you a discount because your other two are just pre-orders. No one said that. They just said if the individuals are pre-ordered, you don't get the discount. If it's a special issue like the Cylon and that Daggett, those four items, right, you don't get that. I understood that too. But I really thought I was going to get the Raptor, the heavy Raptor, half off. I actually, to be honest with you, I expected it since I did the football thing, Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being honest here.
Oh, you're fine. Now, I'm going to tell you what you can do because the order has already been placed. And if the discount wasn't applied back in February, you can send an email to our corporate office and they may reach out to you and give you some type of another special code to apply to your next order for a discount since they can't apply to this one.
Well, it's for January. Well, yeah, February Super Bowl. That was last week, Sunday, wasn't it?
It was February the 12th.
Yeah. I just don't think that's fair to me, though. I did everything by the book, even bought four ships. In theory, I have. Haven't I?
Yes, you have.
Yeah. Okay. And the young lady on the thing said, well, you did it on separate orders. No, I didn't.
It's one order.
It's one order that was split by you guys.
Yeah, because the other two was not available or physically.
Exactly, I understand that. I understood. I'm with you there. I understand that. But, like Hank told me on the phone before I hung up on the 12th of Super Bowl day, right? Mm-hmm. Your code went in. It'll probably be the heavy Raptor because we've had that in for a long time. That's not a problem, Mr. Prescott. I'm like, okay, 50% off. Oh, $32. That makes me feel good. I think he said 32 or 34. I don't remember which he said. But he said, yeah, you get a half off. And then I look at my invoice and it says $64.95 on both of them, the chrome and blue. And don't get me wrong, I've been collecting these like wildfire for the past 3 months because don't laugh at me, okay? I'm a big science fiction person. I have Star Trek stuff. Okay, and I like Battlestar Galactica. Shoot, you even have Doctor Who. That surprised me, okay? You really did, okay? And then you got Stargate. Oh, Stargate was great. But what I'm getting at, I have to watch my pennies too on my collecting. Not saying Mama is in charge of the money, but yes, Mama's in charge of the money. I let my wife, she makes sure everything gets paid, right? But she knows, she was in the kitchen with me when we did this order, and she even made a comment. She said, is he going to get it? And I had him on speaker, and he said, yes, he will get that discount. And apparently I don't get the discount. And I felt like that's like...
What happens is when you're placing the order and everything is in your cart, when you apply the discount, it'll show you that your discount was added before you check out with your credit card.
Which I did, and it did show it. That's why the guy who, I guess the lady who escalated higher for me, wanted to make sure my credit card information showed up because she couldn't see my credit card. So the gentleman named Hank, where I, escalated with him, he put the code back in for me. And then he said, okay, the code's back in. I still need your credit card and your number on the back of the credit card because I want to make sure everything's up front here. So when you get it, there won't be no trouble. I'm like, okay, cool. I gave him all the stuff again after I've already typed it before on y'all's website, on the U.S. website, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was settled. I thought, okay, the Raptor's going to be $34 or $32, excuse me. And now it's like, okay, I don't get all four ships at the same time because just between me and you, I thought I was going to get them all at the end of the month, all four of them. That's what I thought, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I was waiting for those last two for you guys, which will be in around February. I think that was the website says 28th, I think, or 29th. No, I'll just say the end of the month of February, basically. So I figured y'all ship them out at the end of the month. But y'all didn't. You split it. Well, you get the trouble now, what I mean. So what do I do? I mean,
send an email about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I go to my credit card, they're going to say, we're going to take it all. And I don't want to take it all because I don't want to lose the next 2 years y'all got coming to me. You follow me?
Yeah, so you can put that in you can put all that in your email, and our corporate office will respond back to you on what to do next because we can't change the order because the payment has already been processed for just those two.
Oh, that's not right.
Now they can do something in the system. Because the other two we haven't charged you for yet. So we haven't charged you for the shuttle or the Australia Queen.
Yeah, but again, they were up with the same order. So what you did, I know this sounds stupid. I know it sounds repetitive, but you're splitting the order and you're going to get the full amount. And I don't get no discount for the effort of buying four items.
I understand what you were saying, sir. So again, since it was not applied on any of the orders, you got two left that's still pending that's not charged.
Yeah, but pre-orders don't count, they say, on y'all's website.
Okay, I understand that, but explain to them what happened. Hey, I placed an order on Super Bowl Sunday. It was 2/12. The orders
okay,
that I have, one quarter should have qualified for the 20% off.
Okay.
However, it was never deducted. Right now, I have two pending items that doesn't qualify. So since I purchased the four, I followed the protocol. I did what I was supposed to do, and it did not discount any of my orders. Is there anything you guys can do for a discount?
Okay. Do you have a number so I can contact them? Because all I have is this 1-800 number to you guys.
Yeah, you have to send an email and put your order number in the subject line.
An email. So I got to go to the website and hope they'll respond back is what you're telling me.
They will respond back.
All right. So where is this headquarters? Is this the U.S. headquarters or the U.K. headquarters?
U.S.
Okay. Because I know y'all got different areas they do
correct.
This. That's why I was asking.
You're
well,
fine.
I do want the last two. You know what I'm saying? I do want my last two because that'll complete my collection, all 25 ships.
Oh, okay.
Not bad. Not bad for 3 months, huh?
No, you've been buying them.
I've been buying the hell out of them. And, yes, credit card will travel. I mean.
Absolutely.
I won't lie to you. But I bought them because I know I can pay my credit card off, you know, in payments, and I always do. And at the end of the year, my wife gets a nice bonus, and we try to pay all our credit cards off, the most of them we can, you know, like that. And it just, I don't know, it's a letdown because I was really expecting that discount, that's all. And then you're telling me I got to do an email, so that means I got to go to the U.S. website, I guess, and look for an email to write.
I'm gonna provide it to you.
Okay, I need to write this down, or can you send it to my email address?
My
email should be it should be on file, right?
I have your email address.
What's it say? Just let's make sure.
shadow_hq@msn.com.
That's it. Yeah, that's shadow without a W. Okay? It's going to just have an O at the end, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's correct. Shadow is Supreme Headquarters for Alien Detect. It was a show called UFO, okay? And it was on Jerry Anderson, who used to do the Thunderbirds, okay? If you remember Jerry Anderson, Thunderbird puppets and stuff, but he made a real life series with real people, right? Ed Bishop was it was a movie studio supposedly in the UK. His name was Ed Stryker. That was his name. Strange. My name's Ed. My middle name is Edward Ed. And it was called UFO. I'm giving you a little history here. And then the next thing you will remember is called Space 1999. That was their second series on the United States, and it hit like wildfire. I mean, it took off. Like, even you got Eagles right now. Y'all got model Eagles that you're selling right now on y'all's websites because of Space 1999, which I think is really cool. It's awesome. I'm sorry. I just love science fiction. I apologize. I was a geek when I was in school. I can't help it. You know, everybody copied my paper because I was smart, you know. Oh, God. Well, I appreciate your time. If that's what I have to do, I guess that's what I do. If you'll send that message to me.
Okay, I did.
Get to the website, and I'll try. I don't know if they'll do it, though. I mean,
yeah,
how can I prove it?
Just send a request. That's why we have the email.
Okay, and just tell them I didn't get the Super Bowl discount.
Discount applied to the account.
Apply.
Correct.
All right. I mean, I don't want to cause any trouble for you guys or anybody, though.
You're good.
I just want to make sure – I was told something, I was promised something, then it didn't deliver, and that just kind of makes me feel funny. And I still got one item. My wife says I'm still missing one item, and that's called the Cylon Ship Scar. You got him installed. So, and I still got 10% off thing because I registered to get y'all's, what do you call it, your emails. I can get that still if I want to use it, I guess. I don't know. But I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet with Scar yet because I'm not trying to be mean.
You're good to go.
Amazon has a little bit cheaper.
I understand. So, yeah, just send an email, okay?
Thank you so much for your time, okay?
You're welcome, sir. Thanks for choosing my
collection. Can I get your first name one more time to make sure when I use it? I know we don't get your last name, but your first name, so I can say this was upper management. That was you guys, or supervisor,
yes.
So they know I used you. No, since if they want to call you, you can tell them, yes, he called.
Okay. It's Joanna, J-O-A-N-N-A.
Joanna. Okay. Well, I was telling a young lady on first. My uncle's from Mobile, Alabama, and I used to live in Savannah, Georgia, most of my life. So I know exactly where Alabama is. I went there many a times over there, Birmingham and Mobile and You know, those good old days.
Down south.
No, you're north then. You're northern part of Alabama.
Well, we're in the middle. We're in the middle.
Oh, you're center?
We're in the middle.
Okay. Can you give me a major city next to you, if that's possible?
We're in Montgomery. So Birmingham is next to us. Mobile is an hour away.
You know what? My wife's going to retire in about 4 or 5 more years. I might just say, fuck it. Let's go retire in Alabama.
You would love it. The prices are cheap and the weather is outstanding.
Yeah, I know. I've been in Texas. I've been up here 25 years and the heat is killing me. And I'm from Georgia. When a Georgian can tell you the heat's killing you from Savannah to here, that tells you something.
Absolutely.
It's cooler in Savannah than it was here. Ooh, it gets wee, wee hot. Take care. Have a great evening. Stay safe and healthy, okay?
You do the same, and thank you for calling in. Thanks for choosing Nick Musk Collection.
Bye-bye, Joanna.